Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a jungle ARP balance for a deep jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it beginner-friendly, but real enough to sound like it belongs in a proper drum and bass tune. The main idea here is simple. We are not trying to make a flashy lead line. We're building a fast-moving bass phrase that feels hypnotic, tense, and musical, while still leaving room for the kick, snare, and breakbeat edits to breathe. That's the whole game in jungle and darker DNB. The drums and bass should feel like they're talking to each other, not competing for attention. So let's start with the foundation. First, set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. A really solid starting point is 172 BPM. That gives you that classic jungle energy without feeling too rushed. Then set up a simple loop, around 8 bars. Keep the session clean. You only need a drum layer, a bass MIDI track, and maybe one atmospheric track or return effect later on. The goal at this stage is clarity, not clutter. Add a simple kick and snare pattern, or use a chopped break loop if you want that more authentic jungle feel right away. This is important because the bass should react to the drums. In this style, the bass line doesn't just sit there playing notes. It answers the rhythm. Now let's build the sub first. On your bass MIDI track, load operator. For beginners, operator is perfect because it makes a clean sine wave sub very easily. Use a sine wave on oscillator A, and turn down or disable the other oscillators. Keep the amp envelope smooth and tight. You want the sub to be strong, controlled, and not clicky. A good starting point is zero attack, a short release, and maybe a little saturator after operator for some extra presence. Something like 1 to 4 dB of drive is enough. You're not trying to distort the sub into pieces. You just want it to speak a little better on smaller speakers. Now write a simple root note pattern. Don't overthink it. Keep it close to the key center of your track. In deep jungle and rollers, the sub often acts like the floor underneath everything else. If the sub is stable, then the ARP above it can get more rhythmic and playful without the mix falling apart. Next, we build the ARP layer. Create a second MIDI track and load Waveeatable, Analog, or even Operator if you want to keep it simple. Waveeatable is a nice choice here, because you can get a gritty, musical bass texture pretty quickly. Start with a saw or square-based sound, then shape it so it feels dark rather than bright and shiny. Program a short MIDI clip and make a repeated rhythm using 1/8 notes or syncopated 1/16s. The key thing is to leave some space. Don't make it too busy. A strong jungle bass phrase often feels more powerful because of the gaps between notes. Try this kind of thinking. One note on the downbeat, another on the offbeat, a short rest, then another push forward. That little bit of air is what gives the bass bounce. It makes the phrase feel like it's leaning into the drums. Also, keep the note range narrow. One octave is usually enough at first. In this style, the rhythm does a lot of the work, so you do not need huge melodic leaps to make it interesting. A really useful trick here is velocity. Make the first note of the phrase a bit stronger, and the follow-up notes a little lighter. That creates a natural sense of forward motion. It's a small detail, but it helps the bass line feel like it's playing instead of being pasted into the grid. Now let's shape the tone. You want the ARP to sound dark, focused, and usable in a heavy mix. So in Waveeatable, choose a low pass or band pass filter, and roll off the brightness until it sits in the lower mid area. Add a little resonance if you want some character, but don't overdo it. Too much resonance can make the sound poke out in a way that fights the drums. If the sound feels too wide or too glossy, pull it back. Deep jungle atmosphere comes from shadow and movement, not from bright, polished top end. You can also add auto filter after the synth and automate the cutoff over the course of 8 bars. Even a small movement is enough. For example, start a little darker and open it up slightly by the end of the phrase. That gives the listener a sense that the sound is evolving instead of looping mechanically. Now let's talk about bounce, because bounce is really the soul of this lesson. The bounce comes from how the notes start, stop, and leave space. Shorten the notes so they don't overlap too much. If you want a little more glide between notes, give them a tiny bit of release, but keep it controlled. You want the phrase to feel tight and rhythmic, not blurry. You can also use groove pull if the pattern feels too stiff. A subtle swing can help, but don't overdo it. Jungle already has movement from the breakbeats, so the bass just needs to sit into that pocket. The groove should feel locked, but still alive. Now we split the bass into sub and mid layers. This is one of the most important mix moves in the whole lesson. Keep the sub track clean and mono. Use utility if needed and set width to 0%. That keeps the low end centered, which is exactly what you want in drum and bass. On the ARP layer, use EQ8 and high pass it somewhere around 100 to 140 HE. The exact number depends on the sound, but the point is to keep the mid-bass from stepping on the sub. If the ARP carries too much low end, the mix gets muddy and the drop loses power. This separation is what keeps the bassline heavy but clean. Now add some control dirt to the mid layer. This is where saturator, overdrive, or drum bus can help. Put them on the ARP track, not the sub. You want a little aggression and character in the mids, but the low end needs to stay solid. A little drive goes a long way. Try light saturation, maybe a small amount of drum bus drive, and keep the wet amount modest. If it starts sounding harsh or flattened, back off. The goal is weight, not chaos. If you want extra motion, automate a few things over time. Filter cutoff is the obvious one, but you can also automate saturation amount, reverb send, or delay feedback. In jungle, subtle changes every 2 or 4 bars can feel more natural than constant movement. Now let's add atmosphere. Deep jungle atmosphere usually comes from space, but the space has to be controlled. Create a return track with reverb or hybrid reverb, and send only the ARP or a filtered layer into it. Keep the sub completely dry. You can also use echo for a ghostly tail. Set it to a synced 1/8 or 1/8 dotted delay. Keep the feedback low, and roll off the highs so it stays dark. That can give the bass line a kind of tunnel echo effect that works beautifully in intros and switch-ups. The key is not to wash everything out. The atmosphere should sit around the bass line, not bury it. Now, for arrangement, don't just loop the same bar over and over. A good beginner structure could be this. The first 4 bars are a filtered intro version, then the full bounce comes in by bars 5 to 8. After that, remove one note or add a rest so the pattern breathes differently. Then, in the last 4 bars, automate the filter or a little distortion to build tension into the next section. That kind of arrangement gives the bass line a real sense of motion. In jungle, the drums might be hectic, but the bass often does a very specific job. It speaks, pauses, and answers back. That's the call and response idea, and it's a big part of the style. Let the drums say something, then let the bass reply. Even a small gap can be more powerful than an extra note. Before you call it done, check the mix in mono. This is a must. Use utility on the bass bus or master and flip it to mono for a moment. Listen carefully. Is the sub still strong? Is the ARP still audible? Are the kick and bass fighting each other? If the sound falls apart in mono, then it probably relies too much on width or stereo effects. If the low end feels muddy, try a gentle cut in the 200 to 400 Hz range. If the ARP is too sharp, tame some upper mids carefully around 2 to 5 kHz. Keep the fixes small. In bass music, small moves are usually the right moves. A few common mistakes to avoid here: making the ARP too bright, letting the sub and ARP overlap too much, overusing reverb, writing too many notes, and forgetting to check mono. If you stay aware of those traps, your mix will stay much cleaner. Here's a pro tip: start with one strong 1-bar idea before turning it into an 8-bar loop. If the bounce isn't working in 1 bar, repeating it longer won't magically fix it. Make the core phrase feel good first, then expand it. Another great move is to make 2 versions of the pattern: a main version and a reply version. Alternate them every 2 or 4 bars. That keeps the listener engaged without forcing you to write a whole new bass line every time. You can also try dropping one note an octave lower at the end of the phrase. That little turnaround can add weight and make the loop feel like it's breathing. And if you want to take it even further, resample the ARP to auto. Once it's bounced, you can chop the tails, reverse tiny parts, or edit the timing in a more organic way. That often gives the sound a more authentic jungle feel. So to recap, build the sub first, keep it clean and mono, then add a dark, rhythmic ARP layer above it. Use short notes, deliberate rests, controlled saturation, and subtle automation. Keep the low end separate, check the mix in mono, and let the drums and bass interact like they're in conversation. If your loop feels like it's rolling forward, dancing with the break, and still leaving space for the kick and snare, then you've nailed the jungle ARP bounce. Now go build the 8-bar loop, keep it tight, and let it get weird in the right way.